Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy, Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Choc Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
To the first broadcast of Chocolate City Radio of 2012. I would like to wish everyone a happy new year that are listening and that will be listening later. Gosh, man, so much has happened since we last spoke. First and foremost, I know Saturday when I spoke to you guys, I was supposed to make a recording of me getting some sick and upload it on the show. But for New Year's Eve, I stayed home with my kids. I cooked dinner, and me and my son, we babysat my granddaughter. And I was a little depressed because earlier that night, my son had called me and told me that one of his friends got shot and killed a couple of hours before New Year's. He was robbed, and he was shot in the chest, and he died. And for anybody that knows me, back in 05, my son was shot in the back with a .357, and it went through his heart, and it collapsed his lung, and he's not supposed to be here, but he is by the grace of God. So anytime someone I know or I hear about someone getting shot with a gun, it tends to fuck with me heavily. So I felt the safest place for me was home, because what I've learned is everybody is thirsty as fuck, people don't give a fuck. They'd rather see you work hard so they can come steal your shit. And however they got to steal it, that's what they're going to do. So what I did was I called everybody that I knew that was out, told them to be extra careful and to come up with an extra pair of eyes to be aware of their surroundings, to make sure that they wasn't going to be anybody's lick, and hurry up and get their ass home. So that's what I did. And then on Sunday, I had a family dinner with my whole family, all my kids, my grandkids, my brother, his baby mom, and my niece. So I think I started the new year out right. It was all about family. Some people started it out in church and whatnot. However you chose to bring in the new year, as long as you're able to tell somebody, hey, the day after, and you're able to speak or whatever, that's all that matters. Hi, Princess May.
Hello.
How you doing, Heffa?
I'm good. How you doing, Trick?
I'm doing good. Oh, Princess May, we got to catch up. Why did I meet somebody and I see that mic? Ooh, girl. Ooh, wee. Damn, is all I can say.
Really?
Yeah. That's all I can say. What is that saying? Like, when you ask for something, you need to be very specific in what you ask for. And that's what I was. And, hold up. I got to give my disclaimer. I really got to give my disclaimer now more than ever. Okay. For everybody that's on Twitter and that has been following me and Princess Nay earlier in the month, last month, we were talking about the Triple X Super Bowl weekend. We are not going to be there. You know what I'm saying? We will not be there. If you get anything via email, my fucking logo on it, trust and believe that shit is bogus. Damn it. Hold on. I got to redo this shit. I swear. I'm coming back, everybody, in Log TV. But, yes, it is bogus as a motherfucker. I will not be there. A lot of people won't be there. So, if you see anything with my name on it, just know that Chalk Bobby, Chocolate City, and Princess Nay will not be doing no Triple X nothing. We will be at home chilling. No, I don't know. We'll be somewhere, but we will not be in Indianapolis at no type of event, no way, shape, form, or fashion. That is my public service announcement. So, Princess Nay, do you have anything that you would like to add to that?
No. You said it all. That's good. It's good enough for me.
Okay. Because, man, I've been getting some crazy-ass phone calls, been getting just all kinds of shit. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And you know me, I'm just such a lovable person that, you know.
Yeah, right.
I am a lovable person. Don't listen to Princess Nay. She's going to get y'all fucked up in the game. Like, for real.
Whatever. You are so not that loving and lovable. I'm sorry.
Whatever. Okay, now, you know I have the new site coming where I combine everything into one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did this hot-ass video yesterday talking about it, and the opening graphics are out of this fucking world. All I can say is, girl, this is going to be something serious. When people see the site, and then when they see the new video with the graphics, they're going to be like, okay, Chachi did that.
Well, I'll be at Dimp Week this weekend starting Thursday.
I saw that on Twitter. I saw that.
Yeah, the celebrity basketball game is Thursday, so I'm going to that. And then I'm coming back home, but I'm spending Friday and Saturday actually in Tallahassee, so.
Sadie, thank you so much for giving a shout-out to TJ on your show on Monday. I really appreciate that, and I'm sure his family appreciates it. What the good thing about that is they do know who did it, so it's just a matter of time before the police checking and everything like that. So it's like, you know, you know, street justice sometimes prevails before the police or whatever. So it's neither here nor there. God don't like ugly, and it will come back on them. And speaking about God don't like ugly, how many of y'all looked at Love and Hip Hop last night?
I did.
Okay. Now, this is, you know what, they shouldn't even call that show Love and Hip Hop. They should call that show Bitches with Baggage. That's what I think they need to call that show. Because every bitch had baggage. And why in the fuck is Tierra Marie on there?
I don't know.
That has got to be one of the shiciest bitches ever. Like, her and Olivia needs to be best friends because those are some two-faced, fucking non-hand-throwing bitches. They got more mouth than a little bit. Erica, I really don't know what to say about her. She know who to play with and who not to play with. Yandy, I'm having a better understanding about Yandy. Yandy is all about her money, so to speak. Her and Rich, I can fuck with them or whatever. But, like, for Chrissy to be talking about karma with Kimbella, with Jewel, my question to Chrissy is, what the fuck? Damn, why my shit keep up? What kind of karma does she have with Jimmy?
Well, Jimmy proposed last night.
Okay, but Jimmy be fucking other bitches.
Yeah.
So my thing is, you're on there saying rah, 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 talking about the next bitch and how your man, girl, please. Jimmy runs with all kinds of bitches in New York when he traveling or whatever. I don't know why this shit keep blinking out, y'all. Like, for real, I don't. But all I know is I can't wait to see that shit next week. That's all I'm going to say. I can't wait.
Because I know Chrissy got in Yandy's behind, and I cannot wait to see that.
But was it actually Yandy? Because, like, the reason why I say that is because she was like, you ain't mad because I'm getting a check or getting money or some shit like that. Because I don't know, because remember, Erica and Kimbella was in the club with her, too. So that could go either way.
Nah, I think it was Yandy, though. I think it was Yandy.
Why you think it was Yandy?
I just do, because Yandy was the one that was talking noise.
But my thing is, like he's been in Jimmy's life, his manager, for quite a while, right? So You've been his woman for how many years? Like 6, 7? So why is it when y'all get on TV, it's a fucking problem? I mean, I don't have any understanding. And can you tell me why the fuck when Jewel came into the crib last night, him and his baby mama ain't had no type of emotion?
And he ain't kiss a hello or nothing like that.
No, she's just like, because
he don't want her. It's cheaper to keep her. That's why he got her.
But it ain't really cheaper to keep her. She had his son. They not married.
But that's not his son?
Yeah, it's his son, but they're not married. All he did was fuck the hoe and get her pregnant. That's all he did. That is all he did. So, I mean, it's like, if you ain't married to none of these, if you're not in California, California is the only state that does that palimony shit, where when you live with a motherfucker, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, when you split, you got to give up half. That's, like, the only state. Matter of fact, we have a phone call from a New York person. 347-932, you're on the air.
Huh? You're not listening. Yo, what's up?
Hello.
What's up?
Hello.
What's up?
What the fuck was that?
I don't know
what that is. But I don't know. Now, my question to you, Princess Nay, because, you know, we get way off or whatever. Do you look at Mob Wives also?
Yeah, I watched it last night for the first time.
Girl, I can't wait to see that shit Sunday. Drita is
that one
bitch.
Lady is like the queen of the Mob Wives.
Which one, Angela?
The one that had the jacked up plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah. Like, this is what kills me about white women. Like, if God wanted you to have an ass, you would have been born with an ass. Like, white women, y'all are born with titties. You know, well, not really, but some of y'all are born with titties naturally. And black women are born with booty. So taking a fat from your body and sticking it in your ass does not mean it's going to give you a fat ass. That means you're just desperate as fuck, and the end result is going to be you still going to have a flat ass. She'd be better just to get some fucking injections. She should just ask Nicki Minaj, Nicki, this is Renee for Mob Wife. Who did your ass? Because I need an ass. That's all they had to do. I'm sure Nicki would have shared that. Or she could ask some of the porn stars where they get their ass shot set, and she would have been good to go.
I'll do it.
So, I mean, I don't know. I just was like, I don't know. It is just crazy to me, the shit that females have to go through to get that perfect body that's never going to be perfect. No matter how the fuck you try, it's never going to be perfect. And if your man is cheating on you and you're trying to have the body, like the bitch that your man is cheating on you with, it ain't going to matter. It's still going to be the fucking same. No matter how you look at it, it's still going to be the fucking same. So, with that being said, this should be throwing me off. I uploaded some music, because remember I was telling you the problem that I was having, and I needed to get more music and stuff like that because I wasn't uploading and everything like that. So, you know, I started outright. I did the right thing or whatever. So, I get to play my first song and whatnot. Oh, yeah. For anybody needing their taxes done and you want the most money back, I suggest you call Brian Slater out of Atlanta. It doesn't matter where the fuck you live at. I've been dealing with his ass for 6 years, and when I tell you this motherfucker be getting me the most back, he know how to find all the loopholes that the Internal Revenue Service don't want you to know about and get your money. Call 404-522-7482. That's right, 404-522-7482. And tell him that you heard about him on Chocolate City Radio with Chalk Mommy. Princess Nay, when I tell you this motherfucker is like, he can take, like, 1 year, I made too much money. I just knew that I wasn't going to get my earned income credit, right? This motherfucker found a way to get me, like, $6,000 back, which was good. So he works miracles. So I suggest you guys get on that, like, real good. Hey, Don, how are you doing? Okay, now I'm going to play my first selection of the night, and it is J. Cole, Workout. This is like one of my favorite songs. I don't know why, but I guess because it got a funky ass beat. So here we go.
Straight up, now tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Half
right. I'm only here for the night. Hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again, but is that a good thing? Girl, I can't be your man. No, man, I know it's on your friend. You probably hope it never would end. Like, is this a real thing? Or is it just a one night stand?
It's like when you see that, y'all gonna be like, oh shit, Chop did that. And plus, anybody that
knows anything about my videos when I'm talking, I'm always talking shit. Always talking shit. So it's going to make you guys laugh and be like, yo, that bitch crazy, like y'all always say or whatever. And then the mixtape should be done this week, so I'll be dropping that real soon. All you R&B singers, please hit me up. I'm trying to do something special for Valentine's Day. I need about 5 or 6 because I want to do something real, real cute, real sweet, real sexy and stuff like that. And it will be great exposure for you. So if you know any R&B singers, especially you, Sadie, Life After Dusk, that's what it is. Life After Dusk, Sadie J. Now, Sadie J, if you got some R&B singers, please put them in touch with me because I'm actually trying to do a mixtape and I'm going to be hosting it and I'm going to be talking all sexy and we're going to be talking all dirty and I'm going to be playing some good music on there so everybody can get their dick hard and do what the hell they do best. So I use those R&B singers. Thank you so much, Britt. We appreciate it. So now I'm going to play my second song. I uploaded some new music today. And you know what? What am I going to do? I hope I don't fuck up this dude's name. It's really cute. Let's see here. Is it mine?
You're jacking up everybody's name tonight.
Girl, I'm about to jack your ass up. You better hush. That's what you better do. What the fuck is his name? Oh, is it? Okay. It's Mass Pike Miles Fly High. This is a Maybach music artist, and I'm going to try to get him on the show. Chris is saying, I need you to Google him and look at his picture. Girl, he is really, really cute. So here is Mass Pike Miles, Why High.
We only do big things around here, ladies. You already know this is Mario, and I'm with my homie, DJ Nico. You know what it is, bringing you another exclusive. Stay locked right here.
It's some too high, yeah, I'm walking on the cloud. Yeah, you know that I'm all about my profit. Look like I got 2 niggas in my pocket. Higher than the unidentified fly knockers. Talking niggas, I ain't the one to fuck with.
Ain't no limit, I'm spending, cause it's all on me. Take a picture, cause this shit you would never see. All these bottles of liquor that Louis went through. And now you can see, cause it's on
the spot.com.
Ain't no limit, I'm spending, cause it's all on me. Take a picture, cause this shit you would never see. All these bottles of liquor that Louis went through. I got these tickets taken, cause they don't know we bet.
No tick tock, girl, gotta have a custom red bottle.
On like
BeatSpot.com,
just the exclusive.
In my car, going for a throttle. Stupid click, and my boys got quallo. You can catch me in the VIP, popping bottle after bottle after bottle after bottle.
Ain't no limit, I'm spending, cause it's all on me. Take a picture, cause this shit you would never see. All these bottles of liquor that Louis went through. And now you can't fit it, cause it's only Tuesday. Ain't no limit, I'm spending, cause it's all on me. Take a picture, cause this shit you would never see. All these bottles of liquor that Louis went through. I got these tickets taken, cause they don't know we pay.
I don't like it.
Girl, huh, that's just a little sample. I got that off that that
like
tip. That's what I did, off of that tip. You know what I mean?
Oh.
So be nice. Be nice.
Oh.
Princess A, what did you do for New Year's Eve? Because we didn't get a chance to talk. I know you was going to watch the peach drop, but judging from your tweets, you were bored as hell. So what did you do?
The beach ball drop.
It did?
Yeah, watch the beach ball drop.
Oh, how was it?
Oh.
That bad?
It was all right. It was too many people.
Girl, you already know that. Just imagine if your ass was in New York.
Nah, though.
It was
all right.
It was too many people. Because had you been in New York, it would have been horrible. Everybody in the damn city and all the other shit, like, no. So, oh, yeah, and then I will not be in Gainesville, Florida for their Super Bowl. I don't know what the fuck be wrong with me. Like, listen, when you book a person for an event, please don't be trying to give away no dick, especially if you already look raggedy. Then that means you're trying to give away raggedy dick. Please, dick and business don't mix with me. I just want your money. I don't want your dick. I don't want you. I just want your money. So, you know, for future references, for people that are planning on booking me, no, you will not get to sample the felony head game. That is not terms of my rider or the contract.
Why are you stupid?
I can't help it. It's not me. It's the Dr. Pepper. It's the carbonation and everything. And what did these nuts say? I like your lace front, Nay. It looks so full and fluffy.
Child boo, I keep telling y'all niggas this is not a lace front, and all I did was curl my own hair.
I know that, girl, but it was so cute because, you know, I want to say he's a single parent, and he braids his daughter's hair and everything. That's good.
So it still don't make it seem like it's all right for him to be saying a little crap like that to me.
But, I mean, he's, like, actually trying to figure out what it is that you do. So,
what
I mean, at least he knows about the lace front. It's expensive to sell. What's the most you'll pay for one?
I don't pay for hair.
Okay, what's the most you have a dude pay for your hair?
I don't have guys pay for it. I get them whenever I, like, the shots here, a lot of them, they want me to do shoots for their shots, so they give me the hair. I mean, I get, like, pink diamond chocolate, which is, like, the Virgin Indian Remy. We just recently got a shipment of Virgin Indian Remy hair.
I
don't pay for hair.
I ain't getting none, but it's cool. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, you're such a nigger.
You know what? Well, you too. That's why you're going to go to Dimp Week and Midget is going to molest your booty.
Nuh-uh, because I'm scared of those.
I was talking about Dimp.
I'm going to tell him you said that too.
Tell him. I don't give a damn. I got his ass back from when he came on my show anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So how is your New Year's resolution coming?
Oh, so far, so good. It just makes me kind of grouchy. Somebody's supposed to send me a workout plan, but they haven't sent it yet, so we're not going to talk about that.
Girl, I'm still waiting on mine.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean,
luckily
really.
For me, my new friend has a membership at the gym with lifetime buddy passes. And I could go anytime I would like. So he just started boxing a year ago just as, you know, recreation. So just think, like, maybe next week I'll have some workout footage from my site of yours truly in the gym, working it out, getting my exercise on, being all cute and everything. What do you think?
Go for it.
I think so, because I need to, I eat healthy anyway, but I need to get in the gym and make some Chalk Mommy moments, because I'm like one of those people when I go to the gym, I'm not going to work out like that, because I'm going to sit there and look at the men and tell them what I want, and then when they start having me do all this crazy shit, I'm going to look at them like, I'm not going to do all that. That's too much. That's going to hurt. I do not want to walk out of the gym a different way than I walked in. I don't want to be sore the next morning. If I'm going to be sore, I want to be sore from somebody fucking the hell out of me. That's what I want to be sore from.
Mm-hmm. I don't have that problem.
Why? Because you can handle everybody that comes your way, or because you're just like me, you're not fucking.
Because I'm just supposed to be, continue with this. I think I'm just completely giving dick up.
I didn't touch my toy either. I'm scared to touch it.
I'm completely giving it up.
You've given up everything, including the elephant, the pink elephant?
Everything. All of it.
Hmm. Well, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Like, all right. Now, when you meet someone and the attraction is there, how do you, you know, because, you know, I know this is going to sound funny, because, you know, I haven't dated anyone seriously since 2009. And me, I'm so used to, like, just having a physical thing with men and kicking their ass to the curb. So my thing is, like, how do I go through the phase of courtship? That's kind of interesting because I haven't been on a date in forever. You know, the last time I went to the movies was when Madea Goes to Jail came out.
Oh, wow. That's like,
yeah, I mean, that's funny because I can tell everybody about how to suck dick, how to take dick, how to have a threesome, but here my ass is, like, socially challenged on a dating level. And that's only because I haven't really found a man that has been worthwhile me wanting to date or pursue him outside of me using his dick as a human vibrator.
Well, you're going to have to you're going to have to change your mentality, change your way of thinking.
I'm trying to get out of that. But, I mean, it's kind of hard. But I just know, like, when this person calls, I get my face lights up and I get happy when I read the text messages. I feel like a little high school kid again.
I want to know who it is.
Would you like to see a picture?
I would.
He kind of looks like Ray J.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, except for he's 6'2". I think Ray J, what, 4'8"?
You were wrong for that. That was just mean.
I'm just playing. Ray J about 5'8" or something.
Okay, let me give my first random PSA for 2012. For all of you, I won't call you idiots, but I will call you intelligently challenged people on Twitter who want to continue to send me these lame tweets to follow someone that is a singer in the UK, a singer in Nigeria, a singer wherever. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, because I'm not going to do it. So stay off my timeline with that crap. Thank you. I feel better now.
Hey, that was a serious-ass public service announcement.
Yes. I'm tired of that.
But why?
I'm like, I'm not even following the person that's telling me to follow the other person. So how you think you can tell me to follow somebody when I'm not even following you?
Whoa. Damn. That's kind of deep. But you know what? People always got to piss you off prior to the show, during the show, or after the show. Nobody is safe with you. Besides me, because I can do no wrong. I can do no wrong. I'm always safe. I'm always safe with you.
Boo.
Mm. Oh, shit. For everybody that looked at the game Sunday night, I would like to thank Dallas for being normal self. A bunch of overpaid fuck-ups that can never go past that can never make it to the playoffs, and if you do make it to the playoffs, you can't get past the first round. Karma is a bitch. So Jerry Jones is feeling the karma from the fuck shit he did to Tom Landry and Jimmy Johnson. That's why your old ass ain't getting no more motherfucking rings. So you better enjoy the one that you got in 95. So you keep spending all this money on your team and y'all ain't going no fucking where.
And Chalk Mommy has spoken. I can't hear you if you're talking. Do you have your phone on mute? Hello? Hello.
Ain't that about a bitch? I'm sitting up here talking and then I look and say you are not connected. What kind of shit is that? Oh,
and I'm sitting here saying hello, hello. I can't hear you.
Man,
not realizing
I swear.
You can't hear me say I can't hear you.
Man, crackberry is something else. I need to get a phone that instead of crackberry, I need a cushberry. I need a phone that's named after some weed. Maybe that should have acted right.
Man, no. What you need is a droid. Let's just get rid of these crackberries and get a droid.
But you know, I have a droid. I have the Evo. And I don't like live profile because you can't send all the good shit you can with BBM. It's not the same.
How can you send a whole bunch of stuff with BBM? Explain that to me because apparently I haven't learned that yet.
You can send videos. You can send voice notes. You can send music. Yeah, you can do all that. But on the live
you need
profile,
to send me some music.
I need to send you some music?
Yes.
Do you
want to
hear
you
me sing
it? The music now. No. Mm-mm.
Why?
Nah, dog. I'm good.
But Princess May.
No.
I have that
no.
Thing, but if
no.
You love it, it
no.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Say.
No.
Say.
No.
I don't give a
no.
Mentality. See the shut the hell up. That's what you need to do. Shut the hell up. That's what you. You know what? Nay, you making me mad. So since you making me mad, oh gosh, let me give you something to shut you the hell up. Yes, here you go, right here.
Make sure you log on DJMrRogers.com. Follow the leader on Twitter at DJMrRogers. Trying to book me for shows, mixtapes, beats, or whatever. Make sure you hit me up at getmrrogers@gmail.com. Let go.
I think I started something. I got what I wanted. Didn't I? Can't feel nothing. Super human. Even when I'm fucking Viagra, popping every single record. Auto tuning. Zero emotion. Muted emotion. Pitch corrected. Computed emotion. Blaming on a model bra with a Hollywood smile. Ow. Stripper booty in a rack like wow. Brain like Berkeley, met her at Coachella. I went to see Jigga, she went to see Z-Trip. Perfect. I took a seat on the ice cold lawn. She handed me an ice blue bong, whatever. She said she wanna be a dentist really bad. She's in school paying for tuition, doing porn in the back. At least you're working, but girl, I can't feel my face. What are we smoking anyway? She said, don't.
taste, little taste, Novocaine, baby, baby, Novocaine, baby, I want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone, love me none. Love me none, love me none. Numb, 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 numb. Sink full of dishes, patient in the kitchen. Cocaine for breakfast, yikes. Bed full of women, flip on a tripod. Little red light on, shooting. I'm feeling like Stanley Kubrick. This is some visionary shit. Been trying to film pleasure with my eyes wide shut, but it keeps on moving. I blame it on a model bra with a Hollywood smile. Stripper booty with a rack like, wow. I'll never forget ya. You put me on a feeling I never had, never had, never had. And ever since I've been trying to get it back. You pick it up and put it back. Now I'm something like the chemist on campus. But there's no drug around. If I like what I found. Can't feel my face. What am I smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. Little taste, little taste. Novocaine, baby, baby. Novocaine, baby, I want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone, love me none. Love me none, love me none. Numb, numb, numb. Novocaine, 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 Novocaine. Oh, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain. Novocaine, 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 Novocaine. Oh, oh, for the pain, for the pain. Novocaine, Novocaine.
Attention to the room, are you?
Which one?
You need to tell those over on Blog Talk. They need to come to Blog TV.
Okay, hold on.
And that's where you need to be, because you are so ignoring us over here. And they have spoken.
Okay, and then I'm going to bring in Sean. This is going to be interesting. This is Bill. He is from the Wave magazine. So let me bring him on and see what the hell he got to say. Hold on. Hi, Sean.
What's up, Chuck? How you doing, babe?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. What's the topic of tonight? What y'all talking about?
We don't really have one tonight. We don't. We're just talking about everything.
Sean, I'm thinking that you remember when Sean in Hollywood came on, and your friend from the bowling alley?
Yeah.
This is Sean.
Oh, hi, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing? You still talking to my man or what?
No.
What happened?
He got married.
That nigga ain't married. He told you that shit? Nigga lie. He
no.
ain't married. What you do?
I'm lying.
Huh?
I'm lying. I was just being an asshole.
Okay, well, don't be that, because that nigga ain't married. But you, like, in Florida somewhere, ain't you far? Or something? It was like,
yeah,
a
I'm in Florida.
So that probably was the problem.
Well, you know, we're friends.
That's good. I'm glad that you're friends,
yeah.
And I was glad I was able to make that connection.
Yeah, I had to be rescued from the damn bowling alley, man, because that stuff was lame. But he couldn't rescue me. We just finally left. After I pouted long enough, then my family decided that they were going to let me go. So they brought me back to the hotel.
Did he come see you at the hotel? He didn't give me the
yeah, he popped up there, and he met a couple of the people that was in my family. He popped up to say hello.
Really? Oh, that was nice. It was like a new, let's get acquainted and talk with the family. So,
no, not really. It wasn't all like that.
All right, well.
Yeah, you got some feedback.
Well, I don't know why, because I'm on the house phone.
Oh, that's probably me. Hold on. Give me 1 second. I'm always quoting feedback for something.
Mm-hmm, yo, nasty bell.
This is May. I'm ready to get Sean started on some shit. You gonna laugh like hell.
Oh,
okay,
shit.
Okay. Go for it.
What
happened? I'll you back.
Hello?
Sean? I guess he's still trying to get rid of his feedback or something. But he had the opportunity to deal with AMA events on the XXX Super Bowl event.
No.
See, that's not even funny.
Hi, Sean.
That's not even funny. You don't even want me to start talking about that cat and the shit that he was trying to pull.
I do want to hear it. Tell me.
Well, first of all, he's trying to say that it's not a XXX event, and he wanted me to send some models up there to do just regular hosting, but he wasn't trying to pay them no money. He wasn't trying to offer them any housing, any type of real compensation. He wasn't sending no money. He wasn't trying to give deposits, nothing. He had no advertising, no nothing. Just send your girls and everything will be okay. And nobody
yeah.
could do no business like that. And then the nigga got mad at me and hung up on me. So I was asking him questions. So, and then he was trying to say everything was just cool, man, I got everything. Don't worry about it. When your girls come up here, you send the girls, they're going to be fine. I got enough dancers, but if you got some extra dancers, send me some extra dancers. And I'm going to take all their money, and then we'll just pay them out at the end of the night. It was just a bunch of bullshit that he was on. Ain't nobody got no time for that. That shit ain't going down. Anybody listening that thinks they're going to the Super Bowl to party with that nigga, no, you're not.
Really?
Yeah.
I swear, that sounds like some tweeting shit right there. We're live on Chocolate City Radio, and we have a person.
Tag me in it, and I will so retweet it a couple of times.
Yeah, that shit ain't going out. And if you want to say I put him on a blast, yeah, my Twitter's @TheWaveX, and that nigga, no. Don't fuck with him.
Hey, you need to follow me. What is your Twitter?
@TheWaveX.
Okay, I'm coming back, Blog TV. Princess Nate, type in the room that I'm coming back. I had to restart my fucking window.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
I'm
don't waste your time. Don't even fuck with that. His link on there that's telling you to go to his Eventbrite for that XXX weekend, that shit's sending you to something in Atlanta on the 5th and 6th. There's nothing that's telling you to go to the Super Bowl for anything. So I don't know what that dude's trying to do, but I wouldn't fuck with him if I was you. I just recommend keeping your money, your girls, and everything in your pocket.
Man, that's some crazy shit.
Damn. So, yeah, don't fuck with that. Nobody go to Indianapolis messing with that dude. You go to Indianapolis,
man,
mad, showing up at an empty ass warehouse in the warehouse district. You be in the warehouse district, mad as shit, thinking it's a setup.
Wow. So you really, I mean, in your honest opinion, because you're a businessman, so you're saying that it's not going to take place.
No, it's not going to take place. I don't think it's going to take place at all. There's no documentation that says it's going to take place. I don't know really who this dude is and what he's doing and what he's trying to pull, but if anybody's out there trying to do some real business that's listening to this shit, that ain't the dude to be fucking with. Stay away from that shit as far as you can. That's like the plague. That nigga's like just a can of AIDS, and he's just trying to shake himself up and just throw it out on everybody and just infect you.
Wow. My.
Can you hurry the hell up, Chuck?
Yes, I just sent it. And I tagged it with the hashtag, the XXX Super Bowl thing.
Man, so, I wanted you to tag me in this. I didn't give a rat's ass about XXX Super Bowl.
I tagged you.
I knew that nigga was phony from the get-go, off rip.
Oh, man, my internet is active, stupid as hell.
That's because, Sean, that's because Chalk the stealing internet from her neighbor.
I have the Wi-Fi. I have the hotspot. I don't steal. Everybody got their shit protected. Even my shit is protected. So,
my neighbors could get mine if they wanted to.
Shut the hell up. So everybody that's listening, Ed has, I mean, I've already given you all a disclaimer that I will not be at the XXX Super Bowl event. And we have a magazine, a person that has had conversations and questions that were not answered by AMA Events 2011, and they hung up on him. That's not professional business.
No. It's definitely not professional business. I wouldn't recommend anybody talking to him, doing any type of business with him at all. And hopefully he's listening and some of his people are listening, and they can all contact me directly, and we can just get it in. And we can just take it wherever it needs to go, because that's how I am, that's who I am, and if he wants to get it, we can get it.
Damn, it sounds like the New York is coming out of you.
Yeah, because the shit that he tried to pull was just crazy. And he'll talk to you on the phone, he'll try and tell you everything that you want to hear, like he's supposed to in your initial conversation. But then, when it comes to paperwork and following up, he's not going to have any answers for you, and he's going to tell you to send him paperwork of what he just said. And nobody does that shit.
No.
You know,
really
tell me
don't.
Everything that you're putting on the table. And if that's what you're putting on the table, send it over to me, and I can run it by my people, and if everybody agrees with it, then that's fine. It's a done deal. Let's do it. But you're asking me to present a contract to you? I'm going to make my shit benefit me, like, 10,000%. And you just can't be saying, yeah, and then don't want to get no deposits. Come on, he tried to sell me for $10,000.
Up in New York. I'll give you 20%.
You'll give me 20%?
I will. All
right, let's do it. Let's see what happens. But as far as this dude, when you got me set up for a $10,000 week and you don't want to send up a $3,000 deposit or a $4,000 deposit to lock me in for this, something's wrong. And you asking for $50,000 sponsorship packages that don't even give me tickets to the Super Bowl for 50 stacks, you got to be out your fucking mind. Just to come hang out with 10 tickets to get into your party at a warehouse that we don't even know exists? Come on, nigga, please. Knock that shit off.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think any of it existed. You know what we should do is we should call the place and see if they actually have somebody booked for that day.
Think that might have already happened.
Actually, that did happen.
Which brings us to the point where we are now. So, don't even fuck with them. You can't have an event that's going to happen in less than a month and and then you want all these people to come, and nobody has any details on any events. There's no advertising about it.
He said that he had paid rent for that building for, like, the whole week. That's what he told you, Chocolate Mommy. I mean, am I wrong? Didn't he tell you that?
You're not wrong, but come to find out, actually, the person was like, there was a lease signed, but there was no money exchanged as of yet.
Uh-huh. So basically, that nigga wrote you a post-dated check.
And ain't going to be no money in the account.
Exactly. So all he's doing is saying, yeah, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to send you then. And you just tell him he got to a certain point to pay you some bread. So he might have locked into a deal with him and something that he agreed upon. And when that comes, I need to pay for it. But he ain't paid for it. So nobody's going to go anywhere. And you can't say that you're locking down all these celebrities and all these parties, and you don't even have
this
a venue secured.
This nigga ain't locked down nobody. He ain't locked down nobody.
And you can't do that without a venue secured. That's some bullshit.
And then, you know, Mayweather is not going to be there because he's locked up.
Yeah, much. And then people tell me other people that are showing up are doing other things on that night. So I don't know what he was doing or what he was thinking and who he was trying to bamboozle into this and get some bread, but that ain't how you go about getting your money, not in this game. Everybody going to know. And when people that are major sponsors of it, such as Chalk Mommy, you can't say everybody's going to be on it, still sending out documents with her on it, and she asked you to remove her from it. And then you're just like, well, maybe, I don't know, and that's some wrong documents that were sent out. It's a bunch of bullshit. This shit ain't together. But personally, me, I'm telling everybody that's listening, don't fuck with that shit. And if I'm wrong, then everybody can hit me back and be like, oh, nigga, you was wrong and you was full of shit. But let me tell you, just from my personal business dealings with them, I ain't sending nobody.
You ain't
wrong. I ain't spending nobody.
50,000% right.
Yeah, nah, just based off me personally and my personal dealings, don't do it. And I was
because
about to send
there's
up,
actually nothing on the internet that leads you to anything. There is no website. Like you said, the tickets are for something that's supposed to happen in Atlanta this weekend. Now, if you Google Triple X Super Bowl weekend, then you will see something that says indie tickets, indie events or whatever, and you'll see that the tickets are there. But as far as a point of reference via internet, no Facebook or anything like that, even on the Twitter page, there is nothing to pinpoint it. And the people that are professional, that do sponsorship kits and product placement and everything like that, when they looked over the kit, it was so vague that it left a lot of questions. And for you being a sponsor yourself, calling and asking the questions that you wanted to know, you still left the call unsatisfied, and you were still as clueless as you was when you first called.
Yeah, and that you shouldn't be. If you have any questions, you should be able to ask, get all your questions answered, and make you feel secure with spending your money or sending your girls to it. And I was spending money and sending girls to it, and that shit just got X. He's crazy. Don't do it. And if anybody got any questions, hit me up.
At the Wave X, TheWaveX, on Twitter.
Yep. Oh, I follow them. He needs to make sure he follows me back, or I'm going on a Twitter frenzy and just talk all nasty about your ass if you don't follow me back. So I advise you to do so. And I will do that.
See, don't do that. Don't do that.
I will.
See, then I'm going to be mad.
Well, I will. Just follow me back. You won't have that problem.
So, Sean, tell us about LaBreeze Modeling Agency.
We just dropped LaBreeze Agency. We got every model that you need. You need them, we got them for whatever you want. We're, at this point, the models that we're featuring as our signature models are doing everything but eye candy, because there's so many eye candy models out there which are pretty much just strippers just trying to getting magazines to exploit themselves and to promote themselves. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not knocking them, but that ain't what we're doing. If you want something really for your magazines, for some features, some glam, if you got runway shows and all that, I got the girls for you. I got them all ethnicities, all nationalities. I got them around the country, and they're all signed directly to me. If you want to book them, you can book them through me, info@labrizaagency.com, and we can make whatever you want to happen, happen. We got calendar signings. We got poster signings. We're pushing these girls hard, and we're just taking it to the next level. So, but I'm not sending nobody anywhere with some bullshit like that. If you want my girls, you better come to me with some legitimate paperwork and some money, because my girls ain't doing nothing for free.
Are you accepting new clientele?
I'm always accepting new clientele.
We need to chit chat, bro.
Are you going to be dealing with BBWs?
I'm going to be dealing with everybody.
Okay. That's good, because I run across people that have magazines and they refuse to do anything with BBWs. And I'm like, there's a market for that. There's a need. How can you be in the industry and discriminate? I'm like, oh, I mean, that's not cool, because all women are beautiful. I mean.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. To a point,
yeah.
All women are beautiful to a point, and there's something for everybody. That's why BBWs are making it, and there's a market for them. There's dudes that like big chicks. You know what I mean? Big chicks, like 300-plus dudes like that. But you got to put them out there in the right way, too. And you got some nasty-ass niggas just want to see ass and pussy and vagina and titties and that's what you want to do, that's fine. There's a market for you. And I could probably help you get to that market. But as far as with my agency, we're trying to keep it a little bit classy. We don't want none of that trashy shit on there. And if you want something else, I can get you something else, but that's not the focus of the agency. You got to hit me up personally on some side shit, and I'll do that for you. But as far as the agency goes, the LaBrize agency, we're doing high class, we're doing fashion models, we're doing runway models, we're doing print, we're doing glamour, we're doing everything that you want. Promo models for any event that you want, I got you. So, you know, it's a good look. Everything is cool. Website will be launched in 2 days. It'll be LaBrizeAgency.com. Everybody can go check that out. Right now we got a Facebook page up, the LaBrize Agency. And there's just like beautiful women there that will do whatever you want. They got the look, whatever you want. They'll even throw on a thong for you and do all that shit. And I got eye candy models. But as far as taking it to the next level and on some bullshit, we just ain't fucking with you. Everything just got to be straight up. I don't care what it is, but as long as the paperwork is with it.
Sean, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Listen here, you dumb motherfuckers. Here is my first public service announcement. This, I don't give a fuck how you call it. Stay the fuck out of my chat room with this fucking racial shit. Foreign motherfuckers, if you don't like Americans, if you don't like blacks, if you don't like Spanish, whatever, stay the fuck out my room. The safest thing for you to do is stay home, let your mama suck your dick and you blow her ass. Don't come in my chat room fucking with me. That is not a good thing to do. Now, getting back to my regular scheduled conversation. Damn.
Dang, man, I'm flipping. I was supposed to boot him out.
Oh, he's bad.
You got the first boot of 2012.
He bad. These foreign bitches better leave me the fuck alone before I become an American terrorist.
See?
Wow.
Better watch that. You're going to have to got Homeland Security on your show now.
I know, right?
She's going to be a terrorist. Oh, shit.
Homeland Security can watch me. They can bring the camera when I make my first porno movie. Shit, I don't give a fuck.
No, I'm going to bring the camera when you make your first porno movie. Here, don't worry about Homeland Security. I'll release the footage to them if they request it. But bring all that shit through here.
I mean, correct to what you were saying, but it seemed like every time we do a show, some slick motherfucker always come in here and want to say some old dumb shit. God dang, here we go again. Oh, my goodness. I swear,
well,
Blog TV getting on my fucking nerves. Preacher's name,
well,
tell him I'm
don't
right
get
back.
Mad at Blog TV. That's your raggedy shit that's messing up. Not Blog TV.
You know what?
I told you to stop stealing your neighbor's internet.
But everything else is fine. It's just Blog TV keeps telling me an error has occurred. Mm. Nothing to do with my browser. Thank you very much.
Whatever, nigga.
You know what? I'll fuck you up. Let me get you off of here.
No thanks, buddy. Fine. I'm not into your kind.
No, I'm going to fuck you up on Twitter. Don't play with me. I'm going to do you like I'm Chrissy D. Kim Bella. I'm going to stump you, and I know you don't wear draws.
I sure don't. Nothing wrong with that either.
That's just bad.
Okay. Now, getting back to LaBrie's modeling. Now, I understand that you have some gigs that you're looking to fill right now. So go ahead and use the airwaves as a microphone to let the girls know what you got available right now.
Well, right now we're getting ready to shoot a video for DJ Diamond in Atlanta at Jet Lounge on the 27th of the month. DJ Diamond happens to be America's number one brand DJ. He DJs for, he's actually one of the only DJ signed to General Motors, to Tide, to Procter & Gamble. He's the only DJ signed to Guess. He's a Grey Goose DJ. We're about to move him over and make him a Status Vodka DJ, a brand new vodka that's coming out that I'm also pushing and promoting. He's coming down. He's going to shoot his video. It's open to everybody that wants to come do some things right now. We got a double calendar signing with La La the Beauty and Crystal Dior, with a UGFN magazine signing tour that's going on. We got a reality show in the works. We got a model cruise that's going to Nassau, the Bahamas in May. That's wide open for anybody that's trying to network photographers, models, NUAs, videographers, everybody that wants to get in. DJs, it's going to be some big shit. We got a bunch of alcohol sponsors on the boat. And we're going for like 4 days, from the 10th through like the 14th or something like that, leaving out of Orlando. And we're just going to party and have some fun. And we got an adult room. So it's all going down. Whatever you want to do, just get at me. We can make it happen.
What day? What day, Sean?
It's May 10th through the 14th.
Oh, I need to get some tickets to that.
As a matter of fact, we got a party bus that's leaving from Atlanta to Orlando. We're going to party for like 10 hours
on
the bus.
Can y'all pick me up? Because I live in Florida, so can y'all pick me up on the way?
Yeah, we'll make a stop for you. I'm sure I can arrange that.
Thank you.
I can arrange
that. Well, you need to follow me back so that I can DM you my information, and then we can link up to see exactly how we're going to work this.
All right, what's your Twitter?
Shanae B2000 or Princess Nae 1. I followed you already.
I got to follow you.
A message. Huh?
You just sent me a message?
Yeah, I sent you a message too.
Alright, so when I hop on Twitter, I'm going to follow you back, because if you start blasting me, man, you're going to have problems.
Oh, well, you got about 30 minutes to follow me back. I'm about to start blasting you.
No, I don't got 30 minutes.
Everything that I say, Chop going to retweet.
That's right. No, I sure is. Right.
Not against me. And I got more than 30 minutes to follow. I got more than 30 minutes to follow you back.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
This is not Shanae speaking anymore. You're now talking to the princess, and the princess says, hail to the no. Not an option.
All right. So this is
don't
not the Wave Vex that you, this is not the Wave Vex you're talking to anymore. This is Sean you're talking to, and I got more than 30 minutes to follow you back. As long as I follow
Sean
you back and I make sure we got the information that we need, we're going to be on point. So trying to blast me on Twitter is not recommended.
You know, we know people that can Photoshop pictures and make you look like the what was that one picture, Chuck? The Teletubby picture.
Yeah, he turned this straight DJ into the DJ for Gay Pride. He had the rainbow. He had the
Teletubby
in the background.
You want to make me a Teletubby?
No.
I'll get the most views on any Teletubby you see. They'll be like, damn, I like that Teletubby. I need to go see him.
It'll be the first Teletubby be with a dick.
Oh, wow. You know,
not
most of those
would
are bisexual.
Be a
the Teletubbies
dick,
are bisexual.
Janae, I mean, it won't be
huh?
big, but he'll have one.
Okay. You can create whatever you want, but...
But what?
You slap my pretty face on it, it ain't going to be no questions about that nigga got a little Teletubby dick. We need to get past this little Teletubby and put the real body with that face.
I have one more PSA for 2012. The next one of you people, and I'm not going to say anything mean, but the next one of you people on Facebook who has the nerve to decide that you just want to add me to some random group, please don't. That was nice. Wasn't that nice?
Yeah, but why not? What if I want to
because
what if
it's
I
killing
add
my
you
battery.
You?
It's killing my battery on my cell phone.
I want you to be mean about it.
I don't want to be mean because I'm trying to be nice and, like, keep up with all the groups and stuff that people add me in, but it's I'm in, like, 40-something groups now, and I have no idea how I got in all these groups. But I try to interact in all of them, and it's just not possible.
So stop interacting and don't worry about it. Stop telling people
no,
not to add you.
No, because then
people
I feel
wanna
bad.
Add you. Why?
I
people
want
to add you because they feel that you might enjoy the group. That don't mean you got to participate in it.
Well, you know, I feel like if they add me, then it's because they want me to participate because they need my wisdom and my insight.
They might just want you in there.
That's
it
why
might
they
not
want
be for
me.
Wisdom. Be for wisdom and insight. They might think they have something hot, and they might want you to see what they say and what they talking about.
I hate to have to bust a little bubble.
Well,
oh, Princess Nick, don't bust no bubbles, please. Please
I'm
no bust
girl.
Them.
Don't bust the bubbles tonight.
Yeah, let's not do that. Oh, you know
what?
What?
Huh? I'm in the mood for some Freaky Zeke. Don't ask me why, but I'm just in the mood for him tonight. So
oh,
I'm going to play
God.
Home. This is like one of the only songs that I like by him. So, and that's only because Verse Simmons is on here. So I'm going to play Home to You. No, you know what? Fuck that. I'm going to play. Every time I think about SB, I think about how him and Princess Nay made me make somebody cry. So I'm going to play Erase Me You by SC.
Erasing you, hey. Erasing you, hey. Erasing you, hey. Erasing you,
hey. After everything you saw come to this, you and me signing papers calling it quits. Going on like this, so I don't have the patience for no more of this. The argument's pointing the finger to the blame. Give you all of my love, carry my last name. My past just that behind me, not here. So with that, it's time I say to Adia, bye bye, so long, good night. We're done. I'm washing my hands with you. Through. I can't keep loving you, cause you ain't got love for me.
Loving you, cause you
the one for no slick shit and my sad on the side. So anytime you say some fuck shit, I'm going to put you on blast. I don't give a fuck if it hurts your feelings, if it's a lie. I don't give a fuck. I will say whatever the fuck I want to say. So we had some little motherfucker.
Did he say something to you? I missed it.
Yeah, he was like, I happened to look at the side chat, the private chat, and he had, like, crazy-ass paragraphs talking shit, calling me a bitch and everything like that. So,
oh, wow.
We have a faggot in the room. He needs some dick in his life. He's been fucking his mother for 2 months. And I'm like, get the fuck out of my room, crazy-ass bitch. The fuck? So then I banned him out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done banned 13 people since I've been doing blog TV. And I don't know how many people you kicked out, but I'm not putting up with no kind of fuckery. Y'all can miss me with y'all boys.
Nice. I haven't banned anybody, and I want to. I'm just going to have to ban somebody that's in here. Shit, just for the sake of, because I'm interested.
Nah, you good. Everybody's behaving themselves. When I catch the bullshit, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, one of y'all. Get out of line so I can kick you out. Come on. I dare you.
Anyway, you are so retarded. You are so retarded. But I love you. So, Princess Nate, tell everybody about Dimp Week that's going on at the, this week, right?
Yes, Dimp Week is the week-long celebration of DJ Dimp's birthday. And if you go to his Twitter, then which is at DJ Dimp, DJ D-E-M-P, then it gives you a full schedule of all the activities that's going on. I won't get into Tallahassee until Thursday, but that will be for the celebrity basketball game, which I'm super psyched about. And then we have parties where Trina and a couple of other people are going to be co-hosting on Thursday night. Then there's some other people that's going to be there Friday, Saturday, and the comedy show on Sunday. But I can't remember who all the guests are. You have to really go to the itinerary to find out exactly what is happening. It's just really too much to remember about all of it.
And when is this?
This is this week. I won't be there until Thursday, but it started on Sunday.
Okay. So you got a birthday bash going on all week long?
All week. It's a week-long celebration, and the mayor of Tallahassee actually deemed a proclamation to officially make the first week of January in Tallahassee Dimp Week, DJ Dimp Week.
Okay. I'm with it. I need to fuck with DJ Dimp.
You sure do.
Same height, so yeah, you do.
You know what? That's fucked up.
That was. I'm not even laughing at that, Sean. That was not funny, Chocolate Mommy.
Hey, me and Sean, I know what time it is. I love Sean. Sean did me dirty. You know, Sean,
I'm not going to tell you how she keeps sending me private chat messages talking about she keeps having secret fantasies about you. With her anyway. She wants you to carry one of them big lollipops and lick her like she a lollipop. I ain't going to tell you how she keeps sending me messages like that, but we'll move on from there.
After Sean came on the show that night with Grandmaster, the Houdini, the DJ Houdini. Grandmaster Flash.
Grandmaster B. Grandmaster Flash is real old. It's Grandmaster B. He's a couple of years younger.
Oh, well, damn. Hell, all
the Grandmaster.
Grandmaster with the big dick from back in the day, the throwback joint. And Hollywood, Sean sent me a picture because I never knew who he was. He just popped up. He was like the silent partner that became very vocal, right? So he sent me a picture, and he was in a situation where he had a shorty, but she wasn't giving him no pussy. So she had him on that 90-day diet. So I was trying to sit around because I knew he was going to get that bitch to boot because who in the fuck makes their man wait 90 days for some pussy and it's not guaranteed going to be good? So what I did was I tried to wait around and, you know, I just dumped the hole. I was going to try to be there to pick up the pieces, me and Chica. And I was going to try to
fly. You was going to be the rebound chick, you and Chica.
Rebound chick, and me and Chica was going to fuck them. But then, after we reunite after months of separation, only to find out that he's interested in somebody else. I'm like, what?
Motherfucker, I've been on the phone hours at a time listening to you in that dry hole, and this is how you repay me?
Wow. Sean, you did my girl like that. You did her dirty.
Yeah.
I was trying.
He's a dirty-ass businessman.
No, it's not that I'm a dirty-ass dude. I was trying to be a nice guy. I was really trying to work the situation out. And I just wanted to see if this old-ass chick was going to be after a certain point. And I was talking to a couple of female friends, and they said there's probably a 90-day rule. And I was like, you know what? I can slide with a 90-day rule. I'm cool. I'm with it. But it came to, like, day, like, 88. And after day 88, it was like, nah, I 90 gonna come. I know I ain't getting no ass.
Now see, the 90-day rule is no pussy from anybody. Because if you're dating her, you're supposed to be waiting on her pussy. So was you fucking other bitches while you was waiting for her 90-day expiration date?
90 days,
Sean.
I'm listening. I'm waiting for you to finish this 90-day rule shit. And how I'm not supposed to like fuck nobody for 90 days.
Question,
why?
So,
just because you're not doing them doesn't mean that you couldn't do somebody else. I feel
exactly.
Like
exactly. For real.
But if you're in the courting stages and you want to see if this is the one for you, you shouldn't be sticking your dick in other pussy. 90 days is 90 days.
I'm still not following.
So
your
what?
Point.
The 90
I'm still
days.
Not following.
Let me say this: the 90-day rule could be her 90-day rule, but not his 90-day rule. How about
I don't
that?
Have no 90-day rule.
If it's her 90-day rule, then she's the one that said that she was going to go 90 days without. He never agreed to that.
No. I just played your game with you. That don't mean I couldn't play some game with somebody else. That's like nigga telling Michael Jordan or Bo Jackson, you can't play football or baseball and basketball.
Okay, so within those 88 days, how many other females did you fuck?
88.
Oh, shit. I wouldn't say 88, but it was enough to keep me okay to be fucking around with you for your 90 days.
Okay, 87.
Okay. But I personally was cool within that time waiting on you, but within that time nothing happened to you. So you can't be number one and want to be on this pedestal when, nah, that's, no, sure, it's just not happening.
What's her pussy? Did she look like she had good pussy?
No.
Well, thank you. You're just answering all the questions for me. I don't even. Why don't you two conduct this interview, and I'll just interject where necessary.
Oh, my bad.
No, go ahead, because I'm liking your answers.
Oh, damn. Wow. Did she feel like she could suck a dick?
No.
It looked like something I might want to.
She needed 90 days to practice.
Yeah.
That's
it might
it
be
was.
Something I want to knock off. But she told me she ain't even one head. And I was like, that's even better. That means I ain't got to go down. I ain't got to eat your pussy. But, and I can knock you off. So that's fine. So that's not even what you wanted from me. All I got to do is just strictly dick you down. I'm with it. But it just came to the point where I didn't even want to dick you down anymore because I was just bored, waiting for you for 90 days.
Because, and that's probably exactly how the poo was going to be, boring.
Yeah, pretty much.
Uh-huh. And you would be mad that you waited 90 days to get that.
Yeah, females,
pretty
please
much.
Don't make a man wait 90 days. I mean, if you're going to have some 90 in a minute, let it be 90 minutes or 90 seconds. That's the only 90 I want to hear y'all made a motherfucker wait for y'all. 90 days is so not acceptable. Because that's 90 days you wasted your time and he wasted his time. Because if y'all fuck each other and y'all are not sexually compatible, that's 90 days you could have been spending with somebody else that could fuck you right, eat you right, lick you right, or whatever.
Okay, but within those 90 days, you got to remember that I wasn't just not fucking, I was just not fucking you within those 90 days.
No.
So
you were so fucking somebody else, but I'm just saying, you have some men that are into that too. You know, the little nerdy men that want to do the honorable thing, like, I want to wait, I want this to be right, man. And just fuck. This is my endorsement. Fuck. Don't wait, just fuck. Wait till after dinner and then fuck on the first night.
Mm-mm.
For real. I'm with it.
I'd rather just watch them do somebody else to see if I'm going to like it or not. I
oh, so you're
a
voyeur.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch first.
Yeah, you're a voyeur. You like to watch, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And so you can watch me dick somebody else down and then say, okay, yeah, he can dick me down now because I like the way
no,
he dick her
down.
No,
it won't be then. It may be
no, I'm not saying right then. It might be next week, but then.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would gladly let you watch me dick somebody else down, so then I know next week I'm getting ready to dick you down. Because if you watch me dick somebody down, I'm definitely dicking you down next
week. Yo, I don't make business
with pleasure.
Sound
like your sex is great.
I know, right?
It is.
Mm.
It's as great as my conversation.
Can we see a video?
Oh, well, damn, it's kind of whack, huh?
What'd you say?
I said, well, damn, it must be kind of whack, huh?
Nah, it's not good. That's why you're telling me I got 30 minutes to follow you. If I don't, we're going to have a problem. Obviously, you want me to follow you immediately.
Yes.
Well, if you see a video, I'll be happy.
And then I ain't even trying to talk to you anyway because you were talking to my man. So stop it. Knock it off. This is not even a conversation that you need to be had. So knock it off. This is not even a conversation for me and you to be having. So all conversations, anything, you just leave them alone. Get out of here. And I'll follow you back in a couple of hours if I feel like it.
Listen to Mr. 90. Listen to Mr. 90. You are just funny.
I know,
because
I'm not listening to text messages and be like, your boy just said that he can't be my friend on Twitter because me and you friends. Now, that's foul.
No, I didn't say I couldn't be your friend on Twitter. I said I can't be your friend on Twitter within a half an hour because already we like 20 minutes in and I'm nowhere near a computer, so I'm not going to be your friend within a half an hour. And I'm not going to follow you within a half an hour. And if you text my friend, he's going to call me. And all I'm going to do is call him and put him in on this conversation.
Well, do it. Put him in on it. Go ahead. Do that.
Hold on.
While you're doing
what?
That, we're going to play Ray Lavender, No Good Without You. Damn, no the hell I ain't. That shit short as hell. Fuck that. Let me go somewhere else. Oh, Princess May, what the hell?
Scoochie. Big Gucci. The fun and ice king in the women. Yeah. Spread it out. Chillin' with a mice, take a money, got the money, and we ballin' all in Beijing. Who should get a honey, and he known to buy a nice thing. White ring, white dress, she play for the 18. British boy, diva, East Atlanta, Trinas. Pull her with a clean one, she look like a mean one. I'm tryna choose her, she don't fuck with a loser. Baby say she ready for me, tell her I'm a user. Pull up in a cruiser, scratch P cruiser. Me and Johnny C, money longer than a ruler. Marcus say he knew ya, you look like a jeweler. Then I took my jeweler, I bought her.
soaking, bath water. No panties on, come up out them leg warmers. Wrap up your hair, leave on your heels. Kissing you while I whisper, shawty, how it feel. Let your mind wander, oh, you thinking dirty. I was thinking you can ride me, Miss Kentucky Derby. Why dream about it? Let's take advantage. My body on your body, hope that you can manage. Got a moaning, damn it, feels good. Pulling on the head to let her know I'm still hood. Damn right, serve her the real. Bitch of the ace, bet you that she know the deal.
Maybe you don't have to try to read my mind, cause you know I wanna get it in. And tell me, why would we just think about it?
If you wanna say that, got it.
Conversation. By the way, you biting on your lip just gave me confirmation. What's that Chanel 5? Very sexy fragrance. Are those your real eyes? Can tell you're partially Asian. Better know your body got me focused. I'm just so sedated. And I guarantee I do you better than your past or latest. Body to body, where did the sign it? Said if I hit the spot that I'll make it tsunami. Change up the sheets, no time to sleep. After what she thinking, she replied that I'm a beat. Reply that I'm a beast. Got it locked between the sheets and even in the streets.
Baby, you don't have to try to read my mind, cause you know I wanna get it in, yeah. And tell me, why would we just think about it?
If you wanna say that, got it.
It can be body to body.
Body to body.
Yeah.
I don't need
no
extra.
Body to body.
Body to body.
My tattoos. I'm pulling your hair, you scream my name. Call me daddy, baby, I got you. Girl, get in your bed and lay down, down, down. Girl, are you ready? Cause I'm gonna want you face down, down, down. Right now. You fucking with a real freak. Baby, you don't have to try to read my mind, cause I know I wanna get it in. Girl, you know that I wanna.
Chris Brown, Body to Body. And
the way Todd's going to be right now and every day for the rest of this week and sometime next week to make up of her lack of getting her freak on in 2011.
Huh?
Nothing.
Oh, I'm going to get my freak on. Star is so funny. He said he's not getting me a pair of sneakers. He's only going to get me one. He is so mean. I thought he loved me.
Mm.
See, that's okay. I know he's just playing. I know he is just playing. So, anyway, this has been quite an interesting show. Oh, shit. Where the hell is Sean go? There you go. Damn. Okay. His T-Mobile must have dropped the signal because he had his hand back up. So I don't know what happened to him. You know, T-Mobile don't work.
Good
job. Yeah.
He ain't got people.
Who ain't got people? You're not talking about me.
Yes, I am. You know, you got T-Mobile. Verizon got people. You don't got people like that.
Okay, right now, yo, G, you there?
I'm here.
All right. See, I couldn't man pull on the phone, but let me tell you, I got this nigga right now. Just run through all hoes. Anything y'all want to talk about, he's gonna tell you how to dick him down. He's gonna give you all the rules, everything. He's gonna tell you how
so
he do it, what needs
to
be done.
Dirty work?
Why didn't you get Paul on the phone? That's who you were supposed to be.
Because Paul ain't answer. I text Paul and Paul ain't answer. But you know what? I just needed somebody else to make the conversation interesting because y'all gonna talk to me about business shit. Tell them what you do.
No, it's not as bad as it sounds though. You know,
I mean, it is.
I guess everybody got their own way. I'm not a rude person by any means. You know, it's just I'm a happily single man. That's it. You know, and I live long enough to know that it's like, oh no, I don't. No, I'm not in a stable.
No more than the rest of the phone call, cause you ain't no freak.
Oh no, no. You looking for somebody nasty? I'm not in a relationship like that. So if I was really in a serious relationship, maybe I would even consider something like that. But because I'm a happily single man and I don't know what's out there, I can't do that. I can't even imagine doing some shit like that, then putting on a condom. That don't even add up.
You know, you can't do it with just anybody, Chuck.
No, it don't even add up.
But he
don't
sound like he can do much of shit.
But what you say? What now?
It just sounds like you can't do much of anything.
I could do a lot. If you're talking about just getting nasty, outright nasty, no, I can't help it. I'm a happy single man. No, I can't be out there like that. No.
Okay, you keep stressing the fact that you're happily single. I mean,
well, because that's all it is. I have to say that because that's what I am. If I was in a relationship, I would be happy in a relationship. But I'm not in one at the moment. Not because I couldn't be. It's just like I said, I lived long enough.
Give you a scenario. What if you were in a very long term relationship? What would be your limits?
I'd be a freak. I would be a freak.
Elaborate on how freaky.
Well,
maybe would you eat the ass?
No, I never ate no ass. That's like
would you like to have yours eaten? That's the question.
No, that's some gay shit. That's like borderline gay to me. Any nigga that let a woman do anything to his ass, that's some borderline gay shit. And I can't even cross that pattern. No.
Atlanta?
Say what now? Am I from Atlanta? No, I'm not. Not at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Not at the moment. That's some borderline gay shit. So any nigga that's out there eating ass, letting a woman touch their ass and finger them, they gay. It ain't no just hands and butt. That's gay. That's gay.
You poke a woman in the ass?
You know what? That's some nasty shit. I grind on ass. I like my doggy style thing, you know, but it ain't no big rush to do it. Because I'm a condom person, you know, and if that's what they want, you know, I obliged before, you know, but it ain't something I go after, you know. A butt is a butt. I don't give a fuck whose it is, you know. It's a butt. It's still a butt. It's a mess.
How are your oral skills? Like, when you do go down on a female to eat her pussy, how is your tongue?
Actually, I really don't know from what I've seen. I really don't know. I mean, I don't do that. I'll be honest. I'm not that person. If you look for that nasty person, I'm not that person. I can just tell you the way things is, you know, the way they are for me and the way I meet people and how I am with people. That's just, you know, that's all I can tell you. As far as everybody else, I have a lot of nasty-ass friends. You know, I've seen a lot of things because I give a lot of private and invitational parties only. You know, and I see a lot of freaky and nasty shit. Shit's funny to me. Outright nasty. I still pick with my boys.
How many females cheated on your ass?
Say what?
All of them.
How many females have cheated on you?
All of them.
How many have cheated on me?
All of them.
I probably had a couple girls cheat before, but I mean, it was never a big thing. It's not a big deal with me. A couple, but I mean, it ain't like, no, I don't have it. It ain't like that. You know, a lot of times, you know, usually when you find a woman that would really go out and explore everybody else, it's not, you know, she wasn't really ready to be with anybody anyway. You know, like when I talk to someone, I know from the first time I meet, you know, what type of relationship it's going to be because, you know, when they come at you, when they start that little, you can hear the little game about them or the little sneaky ways about them. That tells me right then it ain't going to be nothing but a sexual relationship. You know, it's like I can't sit back and open my heart up to something like that. It's like I accept things for what it is. I'm very open-minded. And I'm not even a jealous type. As far as even the ones that thought they did and cheated on me and thought they really did something, they realized later, you know, it didn't mean nothing because I never burned any bridges with anybody I ever dealt with. Every lady I ever dealt with in my life, I'm still cool with right now. And that's a lot of things. That's some things that people don't really understand. Like, they think it's something special going on that what I'm doing. But, no, I'm not a bridge burner. That's all. Never burned any bridges. So I don't have any kind of friends. You know, even the ones that so-called cheated, we still cool. They probably would love to be with me now. And I tell people all the time, I say, it ain't nothing special about my sexual skills. You know, I'm like, shit, I don't even know why they come back. I'll be honest with you. I don't even know. You know?
I agree with you. Maybe, I have to listen to you. I don't know what's special about your sexual skills.
It ain't nothing special. I'm telling you. I'm sitting here being honest. Ain't nothing special about it.
Yeah,
well, I'll tell you
that.
Why they come back to me. Because I dick them down. That's why they come back to me. I dick them down.
So your friend bore the fuck out of them, and then they see you and want to get dicked down. Okay, I understand how that works.
I bore the fuck out of them, yeah. Okay, yeah. We'll settle for that one then. For that one. You'll take, right, Drake? That's funny.
Oh, my gosh. This is Nay.
So y'all. Yeah. So only thing I'm hearing is like, you know, you had a lot of experiences, but and they were with some really nasty niggas. I understand, like nasty
but
niggas.
Actually, no, I'm not that.
That's your preference.
My men, when I'm in a relationship, they are open sexually. I mean, different strokes for different folks. I mean, just like
I can't, you know, like fault nobody for what they do for whatever reason they might do it. You know, some of your men maybe they got shortcomings. You know, they gotta use their mouth, put their nose in it or some shit. You know, I don't know. Like they each is reach. You know, you know, they might shit. They might hate. Maybe they want a big man. They got to hit it 8 times to get you what you want, you know?
Sean, you laughing because you that nasty nigga you talking about, but we're going to move right
along. Sean is nasty. I hope you don't ever drink after that nigga because he is nasty.
Yeah.
Funny thing is, I don't even drink. But check this out. Hey,
no, I'm talking about soda. It don't matter. I'm not talking about alcohol. You'd be better off drinking alcohol after him. At least it kills the germs.
Drink.
You don't know
don't
what that nigga got.
Anymore. I don't drink after anyone. I don't drink after anyone. Especially after you have my dick in your mouth. Hey, shit, I'm running people out the lab. I got a germ-free lab. You know, I don't play that. No. Can't even sneeze in my lab. Get put the fuck out.
And then drinking after you're nasty, especially after you have my dick in your mouth.
And that's what I want to know. Like, all the nasty guys you dated, how many of them have you kissed?
Do what now?
How many, out of all them guys you have dated or whoever, how many of them have you kissed?
If you're eating my pussy, I'm going to kiss you because my shit is clean.
I understand that. But I never doubted that. But I'm just saying, you know, there's a difference between, you know, like men always kind of try to rape women, you know, and men can be raped the same way, you know. Men can be just as whorish as any woman, you know, or just as freakish as any woman or whatever, you know. And people always say that, you know, the biggest question with me is, what you want?
And I think I've been raped by a couple of you nasty assholes before.
Here's the biggest question. They always tell me, you know, I tell people all the time, I say, I love a freak, you know. And they tell me, a freak and a whore, they say, what's the difference, you know, And the difference is, you know, a freak could do anything, and I'm open for that, you know. But a whore would do anybody, and I'm not open for that.
Okay, so why do you say a whore would do anybody?
Well, because
she will.
They will. You know, a freak could do anything. They more open-minded to do a lot of sexually oriented things. But a whore would do anybody. Do the same thing to anybody she meets, not... They don't, you know, like a freak could keep that shit to whoever she's dealing with, to somebody special, and that's who she, you know, you don't, in a boxing ring, you don't show them everything you got first round, you know, and they keep it limited.
A real freak, if she's uninhibited, or he's uninhibited, so what's the difference between a real freak and a hoe, besides getting paid, And some hoes well, don't get that.
No, no, well, I'm, the thing is, a freak keep it within the household. Like, whoever she's dealing with, that's who she deal with, and that's who she deal with only. And she open up and be freaky with him.
No.
Now, a hoe would do that same thing with somebody else the very next night. Same way with an old nasty-ass guy that go out and eat every woman he meets.
Ooh,
you know, that's what a hoe does. That's nasty. You know, see, that's when you're crossing the line. It ain't being freaky anymore. That's just nasty. That's what a hoe brings to the table. Nasty.
And I agree with him. You nasty ass motherfuckers.
I know he is the nasty one that you talk about.
That's for all you nasty ass motherfuckers that are listening. You nasty ass motherfuckers, and yep, I said it. You nasty ass motherfuckers. You gonna go lick that nigga asshole, then go home kiss your kids, then you gonna lick the next nigga asshole and suck his dick and swallow his fucking sperm. You nasty motherfuckers. Yep.
It sounds all
good on the air, but as soon as y'all bitches hang up, y'all doing something besides your homeboy. It don't sound like he doing much of nothing. So I can understand he live in the A. He suspect.
Did you just say I'm suspect because I live in the A?
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that what you just said?
Your whole conversation.
Yes.
I'm not even understanding why Sean put you on the phone.
Because what I was trying to do with G's being very conservative right now because he really doesn't know who he's talking to. I just told him about, yo, you about to go on the air and you about to go on this adult talk radio show. So what he's trying to do is bring some, I guess, some.
Well, I'm hanging out because I'm bored.
He's trying to make sense to the conversation.
He's trying to make sense as far as him.
And just being a hoe, as far as me, I'm
a people person, and I'm a talkative person. You know, everywhere I go, you know, the people that don't know me that well, the biggest complaint is like, damn, you talk to everybody. It's not like I just go out and hit on everybody. I'm a people person, so I tend to meet a lot of people.
You gonna tell them about the hoes you gonna run up to?
And because of it, yeah, I do get my share. But I mean, you know, I mean, it ain't really nothing to brag about or nothing. It's just like I feel like I'm blessed in a lot of ways when I don't
tell them
like
how you dick them down,
anything.
G.
I don't feel like I conquered anything when I do.
Stop trying to live vicariously through your friend because he ain't living.
I don't feel like I conquered anything when I do. I feel like I appreciate it, you know, and that's the reason the friends I have are I have them for so long because I don't burn bridges. You know, something my brother taught me years ago, never burn bridges. You know, I always have my little whorish ass ways. My mom would get on me about.
But tell us about the whorish ass ways. That's what they want to know.
Yeah, well, my mom, she stayed on my case about that part.
So he can write me a letter because
it's over. We got 2 minutes, so we're going to end this with a hoorah.
Okay.
Deuces.
Okay.
You're supposed to tell him how you dick him down. You wasn't supposed to come play on the conservative Obama.
Sorry, man. Gotta go.
Damn it.
Well, y'all have rolled the
Justin
Wayne
tonight.
This is the first show of the year. Please just know that guy is a poster child of why I don't fuck with dudes in Atlanta.
I tried to help him.
You couldn't help him.
I was like egging him on the whole way. Like, geez, no, tell him the real you.
Sean, he'd probably be lying to y'all, man. He ain't really getting none. He's really not. He just, and he couldn't remember all the lies that he said, so that's why he couldn't tell us.
Chris is nice. He ain't getting none
what?
For women. And that motherfucker suspect as hell. I'm going to need you to recheck your friends. Dead ass.
See, that's fucked up. So he talks so much shit when he's just with me.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just be like, nigga, what?
And now you put them on the air and see what you get.
Nothing, because the nigga ain't getting nothing. Don't let him lie to you no more.
He's getting a lot of hand love.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up.
Or some dookie love.
He getting the, that's why he was so offended, appalled by the comment that we made about ass, because, you know, he's very intimate with ass. He just doesn't want anybody to know that.
He don't want no female licking his ass. Now, we ain't asked him about no dude.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't.
Yeah, something's wrong there. Something's wrong there. I'm going to have to have a conversation with him.
Mm-hmm. He's suspect.
Yeah, just don't do it alone.
He's one of them.
Have you asked him? Because, woo! I don't know.
He's just one of them low down, down low brothers.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's messed up.
Got you thinking now, Dunny Sean. Yeah.
Hey, it got me reconsider some shit.
Yeah.
That nigga always told me,
I know.
Next time you on the air, he's like, yo, Els, next time you on air, I need to talk. I got some shit to say. That nigga said nothing.
Nothing. Made you embarrassed to be affiliated, huh? Guilty by association.
Made me question. Maybe that nigga really follows the 90-day plan.
You know what?
Maybe he does.
You know it's fucked up when a homeboy brings his homie on, and then when the nigga get off the air, his friend has even got questions about the dude's sexuality. Like, damn, what the fuck?
Dad, come is like, what? Maybe that's why you always played the back in the club. And always waited for me to bring the girls out. Ain't that some shit?
Y'all got any friends that are suspects and y'all want to know? Bring them on top the city.
We can tell you, our gaydar will so go off quick and fast, and we can tell you, man, that nigga gay. That nigga gay.
Maybe he's not gay. Maybe he just really don't get no pussy.
He's not gay. He's bisexual. He takes what he can get.
Maybe he just don't be fucking.
No, he's bisexual. He takes whatever he can get.
Oh, wow, that's fucked up.
Beggars
that's
can't
super
be
fucked
easy.
Up.
Sorry.
Yeah, but beggars still can make decisions.
Nah, dog, he can't.
But you can hear it in his voice. He's just suspect as hell. How the fuck you gonna be on a sex talk show with two sexy bitches and you talk about everything you don't do? You don't leave room. It ain't too much room for shit you can do. You don't eat pussy, but then you talk about everybody that done been with you wants you back. Bull motherfucking shit. They probably want you back.
That's
for your
right.
Money.
If he does, he have any money?
Yeah, he got a little bit of bread. I think he might be.
Oh, well, then
the
he's official team paymaster. That's what that is.
Yeah,
that nigga is paymaster.
Oh, wait a minute. Scar want to speak. Let me bring him on. Hi, Scar.
Yeah, we're shaking.
Hey, boo.
What's going on, Nate?
Booty fucker on the phone, right?
Yeah.
And does he not sound suspect? You're from New York, too. Now, does he not sound suspect like hell?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, so it's not me just being harsh or anything like that, but from a grown man perspective, all the shit he said he don't do, everybody once in their lifetime, you know what I'm saying? And then what really fucked it up is when he was talking about the difference between freaks and hoes. Freaks keep at home contain the one man. He a motherfucking lie. I'm a freak, and I believe in equal opportunity.
First of all, off the jump, you could tell that he hasn't been with anybody but so long, and now we probably know why.
Because it's Wayne.
He's probably went from this one to that one. In his own world, he's probably the hoe. He can't hold nothing down. Nobody wants, you know, he's one of, he's like, you know how we call girls smuts? There's got to be a name for that for a dude. He's one of those that the girls probably get some from and get a couple of dollars and get their cell phone bill paid and they get shoelaces for their sneakers and, you know, he feel like he conquered something. for those
people. Yeah, my man, Ken, you just hit him. You just hit him on the head.
See?
For real, you just hit him on the head. All you gotta do is like, act like you're gonna get that nigga some ass and he gonna pay everything for you. So I figured at some point, son had to be knocking him off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. You spend enough bread to grill at the bus, like, eh, I'll give him peace. You know what I'm saying? Keep it going. You know what I'm saying? It's like a reunion thing, you know? You gotta give him a little peace to give, you know what I'm saying?
And then she comes back only when she needs her bill paid again.
Exactly. He sees her every fourth of the month, you know? The first and the sixth.
Look, check this out, Doc. I'm going to pimp you out. I'm going to let you go give him a little bit so you can get our bills paid. Make sure you include mine, too, because I hate to have to whoop your ass. And then we'll chill for, like, another month, and then you go back at the beginning of the next month. All right? All right?
You know, all I got to say is, that motherfucker sounded like Mike Jones and Scandalous Hoes. You know how I can't stand no Scandalous Hoes. Mike Jones is so fucking angry because Bitches Life was really scandalous to him. And, you know, that was one of them songs he really sounded. That's how your friend sounded. I can't stand no hoes. I can't stand no hoes. But I'll fuck with a nigga.
Yo, but you know what's crazy, though? Believe it or not, the sick part is, he's probably very, very happy and contained with himself.
I'm happily single.
Right, yes.
You're single, you should be happy, but he's
happily single because don't nobody want to be with him. He can't
right, he's
have
already,
no
he's probably
steady nobody, so he got to be happy with that. Otherwise, he's going to be depressed and commit suicide.
Really. He's going to kill himself.
Which is probably really a problem.
Yeah.
Nobody is. Or actually, only for but so long you're happy to be single. You know what I'm saying? Once you start getting into a lot of conversation and everybody's like, I got to go home to my girl, I'm going home to my girl. And once that happened enough times, and then you have absolutely nobody to go home to, no booty call is coming, everybody's busy. After a while, it starts to hit you. Like, yo, I need something to come home to. I need my guarantee. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He got guaranteed his hand.
Well, true, you can't get that pregnant or catch nothing, but
he ain't got to put his mouth on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
he ain't nobody else find it
but
to
you
put
don't know,
their mouth
well,
on it.
Well, you don't know that. I mean, you don't know if he doesn't have to do that. Depends on what kind of erection problems he has, but he might have to do that.
Pussy, right.
He might have to jump start it.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, but like, okay, I mean,
how many of his girls cheated? Because men know if you don't eat your girl pussy or a bitch that you trying to wipe up, that bitch going to go somewhere else and she going to fuck him. Now, Sean, this is a real-ass question.
If you don't
how
eat your girl's pussy,
how many of his bitches have you fucked? Because he ain't doing shit. So how many chicks have talked to him but came to you for the dick?
Probably one or two. That's just because I live in a different state that he do, and I don't see him like on a regular basis like that. But I know many niggas that knocked his girls off because they really do just run up on them and get their bills paid. I just talked to this nigga last week, and he was talking about that, you know, he just dropped $170 for somebody's cell phone bill, and this girl was coming through to see him, and he got to throw a little money this way and that way. But yeah, but probably not. But as far as him, he's like, I just knock all them hoes off. You know, they just come in, knock them off, and I do this and do that. So I figure he'd be the perfect nigga to talk to you on the show. But when he get on the show, he want to be super conservative. And I'm like, nigga, that ain't the shit you talking to me about.
He's just a team paymaster. That's all he is.
Oh, shit. Yeah. No, I need that number because it's tax season. I need to get half of that income tax shit.
Who?
From your homeboy.
He is.
Oh.
I need my 20%.
Yeah, right. I'll give you 20% today, but yeah, Sean needs to go ahead and link me up with him because it's about to be happy birthday. What? It's tax month. Yeah.
Because yeah, you know what's funny today? I was just about to say that. All jokes aside, the problem is honestly, he hasn't came across the right one. You understand what I'm saying? Like the right bitch that'll get him for everything.
Right. Well, he's found her in shock.
Yeah, you already know.
He will eat my pussy and he will lick some ass. Yes, he will.
For what?
And he's going to
kiss a whole lot of times.
Yeah, but for what is he doing that for? What are you going to give him?
To what?
What are you going to give him? What does he get in return from eating a pussy and looking at her ass? What does he get out of it?
Yeah.
He gets paid. It's
a pleasure knowing that he made her smile.
Yeah.
No.
Listen, yeah, exactly. No.
We're talking about getting him for everything. Okay, if they give him a little, you got to somehow or another work your magic and play his game. Because, see, with the girls' problem they've been doing, whoever's been getting it from him, they play the game a little bit, then they're just a little satisfied with what they can get from him. But if he get the right bitch, they go hard, he is broke. He's going to be
nigga
nothing. The lights are going to get cut off. He's going to be hired from the bill, man. I mean... It's going to be so bad he's going to have to sell the locks to his door. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to have to be selling ass. He get across the right one, he's going to have to pay himself for sex. Like,
yeah, exactly. So
he just has to come across the right girl. So, Chalk, if you're going to get him, you can't get him and make him do things you want to do. You got to be 100%, 110% obedient.
You need to put that felony head game on him, Chalk.
Yeah, that's what has to happen, exactly. That's what has to happen.
On a regular.
That nigga's toes curl.
Toes
on a regular basis.
You got to make his knees twist. You got to, where he's bow-legged, you know what I mean? Like, you have to make him have a seizure.
I can give him the A game. I can give him that. Nah, I can give him the B game. With him, it won't take much.
You can give that fool the C-plus game, and it won't matter.
Yeah, I know, right?
Man, you never know what they've done for their bill. You never know what they've done with their bill. You got, if somebody, like I said, somebody comes through and they come with their A game, that's what none of them has done. All of them came with C and B game. Somebody come with their A game and their A talking game, and he's, no other girl is getting another dollar. All jokes aside, we talking mortgage.
Yeah,
we talking
you're talking the whole nine. Cars,
you know,
trips, you know, that nigga taking his money. He got a little bit of bread, and he going to take you. But no one has ever been in that position to do it from her. So what he do is just pay you a little money, knock you off. So the only thing he's seeing you as a little trick ass. And that's all that matters to him.
Yeah.
And a cell phone bill don't mean nothing. So he's going to knock that off. And while you think you're capitalizing on the bread that you're getting from him, he don't give a shit because he's going to do it to the next girl the next night and give her a couple of dollars and knock her off.
Right.
So, you know,
nobody makes them feel like they have a sense of belonging. They're like, yeah, I got this, I give this, I'll accept the money, I'll give you some but we're still not together. So you get the right one that says, boo, I love you. Nah, boo, I love you. I'm only here for you. He get the right one to talk that right game like that, and it's over.
Speak like y'all have experienced that before.
Yeah, Fire, you scaring me because you sounded like you going down memory lane. Damn.
Yeah, he been fucking. He like, hell yeah, I'm going to set the next motherfucker up because I already had it happen to me.
No.
it ain't even that. It's just understanding, the game, and I've seen
this
dude before.
Exactly. It's a game, and I've seen I've seen other dudes get it, you know what I'm saying, and get in. Like, I had a friend who had a lawsuit. And he got his father had passed and left him bread. He had got like 150 stacks from the pops insurance. He turned around and, came across a couple of females. And, you know, he would spend money on hotels, to party, bottle poppers, and the third. But the first thing me and my lady kept saying to each other is, if he come across, he hasn't met that right bitch. Because if he come across the right girl, he won't be tricking on four or five different women. It'll be just that one, and that's it. I mean,
and she gonna wreck him.
Because that's it. But he didn't come across that one. He came across four or five. So it had to get spread out. Well, actually, everybody here knows at least one female, whether it's a cousin, a homegirl, an aunt, a grandmother, or your mama. If they came across that person, their money is gone.
Done. So rap. So maybe that's his thing. So he talked real conservative, and while he talked crazy to the fellas and talked crazy to us, when he get on and talk to some girls, he gonna try and be the nice guy. But fuck that. All you gotta do is be that one. Like you said, you just be that one, and you gonna get him.
Yeah.
And that nigga's gonna do everything. Cause that nigga told me he don't eat no pussy and all that shit. Stop lying. I know chicks that done said that nigga done ate my pussy, all sorts of shit. And give me all that money. So he gonna try and play that role and be the nice guy and just set you up to like, I'm gonna get him. And he gonna give you everything you want and he gonna get what he wants. Only gonna cost him a couple of hundred and he don't care and he gonna keep it moving.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. They just gotta show some kind of
interest. We about to keep it moving because it's that time. I gotta eat and I got shit to do and I can't be sitting here playing with y'all.
We always got Friday.
What?
I said we always got Friday.
Oh yes, we do. I will be back. Same chat channel, same chat time. Me and Princess Nay will use the month of January to build up to that super weekend, the first weekend in February, which is my birthday on February the 3rd, and Super Bowl is on February
the 5th. And when is my birthday?
February the 25th.
Yes.
Yes. Oh. So February
yes.
is that super month. Now, everybody take heed. Stay the fuck away from Triple X Super Bowl weekend. It's not going to happen. And if it do, well, somebody please call me and tell me what happened because I will not be there. LaBreeze Models will not be there. Princess Nay will not be there. And Scar Scavato most definitely won't be there.
That's right.
All right, that's
and
what it is.
And none of the celebrities that's on the lineup be there either. I just figure I'll go ahead and throw that one out there for y'all.
And I don't know about Fat Ass Ross. I don't know where he's going to be. But if he's smart, he'll probably do them like he did in Nigeria. Take the money and run.
But I just, Chuck, I'm going to hit you on BBM, too. I got to holler at you.
Okay, right. Make sure you hit me. You guys have a good night. I love y'all. Y'all ain't got to go home, but y'all getting the hell off the top of the way.
All right.
Good night.
Bye. All right, peace, yo.
All right, later.